Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's go somewhere new.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. I love to travel, do you? Today's topic is travel.
And the title of our lesson is Visit Japan. Visit Japan. Hey, I like where we are going today. This is going to be great.
Yes. I can make all my plans. I have never been to Tokyo before.
No, we can learn English, Pauline. But I guess we'll learn more than that. Friends, here's our read it for today.
Tanya is planning a trip to Japan. Rob likes that idea because he loves Japanese food. He especially likes noodles. Tanya will go to Tokyo and Kyushu. Kyushu is one of Japan's four main islands. She can eat fresh seafood there and visit the hot springs at Beppu. She can also bury herself in the sand on Beppu Beach and enjoy a sand bath.
Tokyo will be a lot of fun.
It sure will. I have never gone to Tokyo. I would really like to go. And Tanya Travel is the perfect person to tell us all about it.
Yes, she has been everywhere. And so have you, Pauline.
Well, not everywhere. It's a big world out there.
Okay, well, I think we all know where Tokyo is. It's a very big city. And we will learn more about Japan, too.
But before we learn more about Japan, we need to learn about our keywords with Christina. Let's go to her now.
Hello, 你有没有去过日本旅游呢? Rob说他特别喜欢去日本吃他们的面. He likes their noodles. 名词面就是noodle. Tanya说他这次要去日本的东京和九州. 九州是日本的主要岛屿之一. It's one of the main islands. 形容词 main 就是主要的。Tanya 说到九州可以吃新鲜的海鲜 seafood. She can eat fresh seafood there. 当然 Tanya 也会去海滩玩。She will also go to the beach. 海滩沙滩就是 beach. 在沙滩可以把自己埋在沙里做一个热烘烘的沙浴。You can take a sand bath. 名词 bath 指的是沐浴泡澡。
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about travel, and we have one of our favorite guests with us, Tanya Travel. Welcome to the program, Tanya.
Arigato, Rob.
What does that mean?
It means thank you in Japanese. I'm planning a trip to Japan.
I love Japanese food. I especially like their noodles.
I really enjoy eating Japanese food, too.
Where will you go in Japan?
I'll go to Tokyo and then to Kyushu. It's one of Japan's four main islands.
Surprise, surprise. It's Tanya Travel as our guest today.
Where's the surprise, Peter? She is the perfect person for today's show. We are talking about Japan.
Exactly. Well, as always, Rob welcomes her to the program. But then she says, arigato?
Ariwado? Is that English? What does that mean, Peter?
No, it's not English. It's Japanese. Arigato means thank you in Japanese.
Wow, I think this sentence you just said is also good for learning English. Let's go to Christina for a moment to learn more.
Tanya 说了 arigato, 她说这个是日文谢谢的意思。It means thank you in Japanese.这个句型很好用，你若是有机会跟外国人接触，对方如果问你公车是什么，你就可以回答他 It means bus in Chinese, 表示 就是中文 bus 的意思。你多练习一下，很好用哦。另外，如果要用写的，别忘了用双引号把你要解释的字括号起来。比如 ，it means wait a minute in Chinese， 它就是中文等一下的意思。It means faster in Chinese。注意到双引号了吗？
Thanks, Christina. So this is a good thing to know. Maybe you have an English teacher. They will often ask you, can you say it in English? Now you know why.
And now you have no excuse either. You can say, I know how to say it in English.
But if you don't understand, just ask the question that Rob asks. What does that mean?
Another very good question to know.This can be for anything. What does red mean at a traffic light? Red means stop.
What does green mean at a traffic light? Green means go. But when you are speaking in English, there are things you do not understand. Then just ask.
Arigato. It means thank you in Japanese. Tanya is planning a trip.To Japan.
That's great. I really enjoy eating Japanese food. She will enjoy her trip, and all of you will enjoy today's grammar point. Here's Rebecca.
Hello, friends. I am so excited.
Why?
Well, it's time to learn a new grammar point. If you want to say that you really enjoy doing something, you can use this grammar point.What are we waiting for? Let's look at some examples. I really enjoy singing. Or, I really enjoy traveling to other countries. Well, it looks like you are ready to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. I love Japanese food. I especially like their noodles.Do you enjoy eating noodles or rice more?
I like eating rice a lot. Noodles are good, but usually when I'm at a restaurant, I will pick rice dishes, especially, Japanese dishes.
Ooh, that's nice. So I have a question. What food will Tanya be eating?
That depends.
Depends on what?
Well, it depends on where she will go.
We will learn Tanya will be taking a big trip. She'll go to Tokyo and then to Kyushu. It's one of Japan's four main islands.
Main island. An island is land surrounded by water. Japan has many islands.
I like the word main. You can drive on small streets, but I usually take the main road. It is faster.
We are talking about traveling, and the main idea is about Japan.
We talk about many things on the show, but the main point is to practice our English, of course.
Or the main point's taking a break. Friends, let's take a short break right now. Don't go away.
I know you like to travel. When you travel, how do you find good places to eat?
Before I go traveling, I will look on the internet. But when you are traveling, you don't always have the internet you can use. So sometimes I will walk around a place and just see what looks good. A good way to know is if there are a lot of people in the restaurant.
That's a good tip.Well, I think we are going to learn some other good travel tips for Japan. Let's go to Conversation B now.
There's a lot to see and do in Tokyo, but what can you do in Kyushu?
You can eat fresh seafood, and you can visit the hot springs at Beppu.
Can you sit in them?
Yes.And you can take a sand bath on Beppu Beach.
What is a sand bath.
You bury yourself in warm sand. It's very relaxing.
I think we all agree that there is a lot to do and see in Tokyo. But,
oh, yes. You can eat noodles and barbecue.
But there is more.
Yep. Museums and beautiful gardens. You can just walk on any street and see new things in Tokyo. There's a lot to do, a lot to see and do in Tokyo.
But I want to talk about another place now.
But there's a lot to see and do, Pauline. That's today's
calendar phrase.
There's a lot to see and do.
There's a lot to see and do.
有很多可看可做的事。
I'm going to New York.
There's a lot to see and do.
Then I'm going to London.
There's a lot to see and do.
Then I'm going to Paris.
There's a lot to see and do.
I'll be gone for a year.
Wow! Why so long?
There's a lot to see and do.
Yeah.
There's a lot to see and do.
There's a lot to see and do.
有很多可看可做的事。
That was a fun calendar phrase. There's definitely a lot to see and hear on this show.
I think that we need to get back to our talk about Kyushu. We already know that Tokyo has a lot.But maybe our friends don't know much about this place.
Yes, that's right. Well, you can eat fresh seafood there.
Fresh. When you go to the grocery store, you want to buy food that is fresh. It is new and has just arrived. It tastes the best.
I have a garden. We grow vegetables in the garden. Then we pick the vegetables for dinner. They are very fresh.
And the best seafood is fresh seafood. What seafood do you like to eat?
Well, I have never tried seafood because I'm vegetarian. I know I say that all the time on the show.
I can answer this question. I like eating shrimp. I also like eating clams. And there are many different fishes that are good, especially fried or steamed.
Well, that does sound great.And Japan is a great destination for seafood lovers. They will be able to enjoy many delicious meals there.
Now, let's move on to Beppu. What can you do there?
You can visit the hot springs. Do you like going to hot springs, Peter?
I do, especially when my back is sore. Go to the hot springs and just relax. I think it's great.
Well, then I think that you will enjoy going to this place for a vacation.
And I know you like going to the beach, right, Pauline?
You know it. The beach is great. I love to go swimming in the ocean and burying myself in the sand. That is a nice vacation.
Well, let's see if Christina has more to teach about something you, Pauline, just said.
Tanya 说到海滩去把自己埋在温热的沙子里真的可以让人非常的放松。You bury yourself in warm sand. 这个动词 bury 比较特别一点。它的 u 发的是 e 的音读成 bury。除了这个之外它的第三人称必须在字尾去 y 加 ies, 变成 buries。而过去式则是 buried。这句话的句型是 bury oneself in something.把某人自己埋在什么里面 Tanya 说的是把自己埋在沙子里但是这个句型也可以用来表达比较抽象的事物如果我说 Don't bury yourself in work 就是要提醒对方不要过度的埋于工作而喜欢看书的人我们会说 He buries himself in books 把自己埋在书堆里了所以这是 bury oneself in something 的用法
I have always loved the ocean. and I love going to the beach. The beach is where the sand is right next to the ocean.
Beaches are beautiful and relaxing.
That's right. We learned a lot of good words today about travel. I think we better review those keywords now.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Noodle. Noodle. Jason ate noodles for lunch.
Main. Main. There are three main ideas in the book.
Seafood. Seafood. Tim loves to eat seafood.
Beach. Beach. Let's sit on the beach in the sun.
Bath. Bath. I feel clean after a bath. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those keywords, especially if you're going to Japan. And now, let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about travel, and we have one of our favorite guests with us, Tanya Travel. Welcome to the program, Tanya.
Arigato, Rob.
What does that mean?
It means thank you in Japanese. I'm planning a trip to Japan.
I love Japanese food. I especially like their noodles.
I really enjoy eating Japanese food, too.
Where will you go in Japan?
I'll go to Tokyo and then to Kyushu. It's one of Japan's four main islands.
There's a lot to see and do in Tokyo, but what can you do in Kyushu?
You can eat fresh seafood, and you can visit the hot springs at Beppu.
Can you sit in them?
Yes. And you can take a sand bath on Beppu Beach.
What is a sand bath?
You bury yourself in warm sand. It's very relaxing.
Okay, now it's time to talk more about Japanese food. Peter, I think that you know a little bit more about Japanese dishes than I do. So I will ask you some questions.
Okay, sounds good. I love eating Japanese food, so yes, I will be today's expert. I think I even have a picture of myself eating food. Don't look at it. Okay, where should we start?
Well, let me think. I know one very famous food. Hey, it's you!
And that's what you want to talk about, right?
That's right. You're eating some Japanese food. One kind of food I always think of is sushi. What is sushi?
Well, just take a look at the picture behind you. There are many different types of sushi. I'm eating a roll right now. That's a sushi roll. There are many different kinds, but the fish is always raw. I think it tastes good.
One thing I only learned recently is that there is a type of curry from Japan. Have you had that?
Well, there's a curry rice, and you could get a pork chop that's usually fried. Sometimes they put it in tempura. It's kind of a flaky, crispy when it comes out after being fried.
Ooh, that sounds good. Can you get tempura vegetables?
Yes, you can. Those are delicious, but I don't think they're that healthy.
Good point. Well, it does sound like there are a lot of delicious foods to enjoy in Japan. I learned a lot during this chat.
Well, friends, now let's take a look at Jungle Chit Chat.
I love Japanese food.
You like all food.
I especially like noodles.
You especially like everything.
Fresh seafood is the best.
You say every food is the best.
Hey, let's plan a trip to Japan.
Okay. What can we do there?
Eat.
Huh. What can we do after we eat?
Eat more.
Very funny.
We can visit the hot springs.
Ooh, I like that.
And we can go to the beach.
Yay! Ooh, I can bury you in the sand.
No, I can bury you in the sand.
No, you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about countries. And here to answer our question is my guest, Mr. Jay Pan. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Rob.
Now, Jay, you are a teacher, right?
That's right. I teach geography.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Can you help us?
Sure.
Wonderful. Our question today comes from Caitlin Kang of Roland Heights, California. Caitlin writes, "Today in history class, we learned that Japan has a nickname, the Land of the Rising Sun. Do other countries have nicknames?"
Great question, Caitlin. The answer to your question is yes. Many countries that have nicknames to describe their country's special qualities.
Can you give us some examples?
Sure. Ireland is a country that is especially beautiful. It is green.
Sorry. Ireland.
Especially beautiful. It has green scenery. Mm-hmm. That is why many people call it the Emerald Isle.
Oh, that's right. I remember learning about that. What else?
Have you ever heard of the boot?
The boot? Oh, is that another name for Italy?
That's right. If you look at a map, Italy is shaped like a boot.
That makes sense. Oh, I've got one. The Land Down Under.
Oh, Australia. Australia, people call that because if you look at a map, it is down under many other countries.
That's right. Well, thanks for answering our question today, Jay. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, Peter, before we go, are there any last tips you have for things to eat or drink in Japan?
Well, you have to have the tea there. It's very special. There's one kind of tea called matcha tea. It's really good.
Right, that's the really green tea, right?
Right, and they make it out of a tea powder.
Well, interesting. I'll have to try that if I go.
Well, friends, now you know how to plan your trip for Japan. Come back tomorrow for more right here on...
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.